Good morning, all. I want to welcome you to this installment of Be, where I seek to encourage you during this COVID-19 pandemic. Let me jump right in. On Tuesday evening, April 21st, Governor Inslee gave another briefing regarding our state, the coronavirus, and what it will take and what it will look like for Washington to begin to return to normal, whatever normal means these days. In that briefing, Governor Inslee indicated that the Stay Home, Stay Healthy initiative and its restrictions will likely extend beyond May 4th, something most of us dreaded and something most of us expected. Given this recent news, I wanted to encourage you this morning to be respectful. To be respectful. I know we've been cooped up already for a month, and it seems that there is no end in sight. I feel that. I get it. However, I still want to encourage you, be respectful, particularly toward our elected officials, specifically when it comes to Governor Inslee. So how can I say that? As your pastor and given all these circumstances, how can I call you to be respectful? Well, because that's what God's word calls you to. Keep in mind, I'm not the chef. I just bring out the meals. And this is what the word of God says. Listen, for example, to the words of Paul to the church leader Titus. This is from Titus 3, 1 and 2. Paul says to Titus, remind them, the them there is the church, remind you, the church, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work. Verse 2, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Now, here's the deal. Before we unpack that, I do want to make two preliminary comments. They are not so much qualifiers as they are just things to mull over and be aware of as we broach this subject this morning. The first is this. All authority, it is derivative. In other words, authority comes from the triune God. That is true whether we are talking about the authority of the government or the authority in the home or the authority in the church. All such authority, it is not intrinsic to the individual exercising such authority. Rather, it is bestowed upon them by the Lord. We need to get that out there and on the table for this simple reason. Governor Inslee is worthy of our respect, not because he is a nice guy or generous or a follower of Jesus Christ. None of that actually matters at all in the final analysis. You see, Governor Inslee is worthy of our respect because he has authority that comes from the God of heaven and earth. Second quick comment before we actually flesh out Titus 3. Let me say at the front end here that this whole thing can be sticky. And what I'm talking about being sticky is the whole relationship that exists between the church and the state. Historically, Christians have understood that they are to obey the government insofar as the government does not command us to do something God forbids, and as long as the government does not forbid us from doing something God commands. So assuming those offenses aren't committed, Christians should be law-abiding, helpful, obedient, considerate citizens. But here's where it gets sticky. Gathering together on the Lord's Day for corporate worship is something we are commanded by God to do. I hope that none of us are going to dispute that. We do not gather on Sunday simply out of preference or convenience. Corporate worship isn't optional. Meeting together as a congregation to read, pray, sing, preach, and see the Word of God, that whole thing is not determined by democratic processes. No, we are commanded by God to do it. And yet, the state has forbidden us from doing that. The state has, in effect, said, you will not obey God, you will obey me. Now, like I said, that's where this whole thing gets sticky. It's sticky because the state is commanding us to disobey God. That's true. But at the same time, the state isn't actually singling out churches, right? Movie theaters, sporting events, schools, shopping malls, everything has come full stop. On top of that, there's the whole health piece to this. What does loving one another and loving our neighbor look like given this virus? Again, I grant, this is all very, very sticky. So, given those two brief introductory comments, right, that the whole nature of authority and the role of the state, I do want to look at Titus 3, if only for a moment, because regardless of the can of worms we've just opened this morning, Titus 3 is still true, right? It is still the voice of the risen Christ directing his church. And so let's zero in on verse 2 and hear what Christ is saying. Verse 2, Christ tells us, remind them to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. In verse 2, we are given four actions, four things, right? Two are what we ought not to do, and two are what we ought to do. So what are the two actions we are not to do? Well, we are not to speak evil of people, and we are not to be quarrelsome. And then you have the two things that we are to do. We are to be gentle, and we are to show perfect courtesy toward all people. Now, my friends, the context here is our dealings with unbelievers, specifically based upon verse 1. The context is the state, the government. And here's the punchline. Verse 2 is true regardless of the nature or the quality or the demeanor of the state. What do I mean? I mean that whether it is Nero or Obama, whether it is Trump or Inslee, we as Christians, we are to not speak evil of them, nor are we to be quarrelsome. Rather, as Christians, we are to be those who are gentle and show courtesy. So what does this mean specifically for us Washingtonians in the middle of this Stay Home, Stay Healthy Act? Well, it means that when it comes to Governor Inslee, we are not to be those who speak evil of him. We are not to be those who slander him, mock him, or pick a fight with him. Instead, Christian faithfulness looks like you and I giving to him our utmost respect. Of course, right, to anticipate a pushback. He's not God, that's true. But he is the one whom God has put in office. He is the one our sovereign king has placed in Olympia. So then, beloved, let me encourage you. Be respectful. when it comes to our leaders, our elected officials, when it comes to our governor, let us be a people who are respectful. Sure, we can disagree with him, we can write letters, we can sign petitions, we can even protest, but we can and we must do this all in a spirit of gentleness and courtesy. For this is the man God has put over us. So let us be respectful.